Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to a new live streaming. Today, we're going to be talking about you cannot serve God and riches. I was thinking a lot about a lot of things happening in real life. You know, we see how a lot of people is getting, involved to get money. You know, everything they're afraid of is about money. And that's something what took my attention. I don't know, for those people who sees a secular concert, right now it's one artist one concert, and the tickets, they came from $700 to $20,000, and that was crazy. And I was thinking about it, how many people, they're gonna be desperate to get those $700 or to get those $1,000, $2,000 to be able to go to one concert. And bringing this to the to the ministry, to the church, we see the same thing. We see Christian artist who make concerts and stuff like that, they're asking, for a lot of money to be able to, to sing on that concert. And a lot of people, they like to go to these places. They don't care about how much money they're gonna pay. We have a small activity at church, we asking for trying to make some kind of activities, to get some financial, and the people doesn't want to do anything. They don't want to help because they're I'm not supposed to be, giving money all the time to the church. But that's not the same way we trying to go to a concert, or we want to go for vacation. Doesn't matter how much money we spend, and that took my attention to bring that, the topic for today. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24, says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. And as we know, in the Old Testament, there were a lot of gods, when the Israel, they came from Egypt, from the slavery, they go to the freedom, they go to the, to the promised land. God talked to those guys, gonna be a lot of things in there. There's gonna be a lot of people, different cultures, and then serve to different gods. And one of those gods was Mammon, who called the Bible, according to the Bible, is the god of the money. And let's say this, to aspirate to have a really good job, to aspirate to have a really good house, good car, that's no problem. The problem is when the money, it start taking all your thinking. When making money, getting the main focus of your life. A lot of people have two, three jobs. Not because they need to work those two, three jobs. Most of the time because they want to have a lifestyle according to what they think they deserve. And that's something it's getting away from God, because they don't have the time, to serve God. They don't have the time to go to church often. They don't have the time, to spend time with brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, because they are working all the time, because they are trying to make money. More money they have, more money they want. And that's a problem. Because like I said, that's not an issue trying to get a better life. Everybody, even a Christian, not Christian, even a believer, not believer, you want to have a better life, but you got to be careful about how you get into it to be able to make the good life really want. And the Bible gives us two samples. No one can serve two masters. And say something better than deep. It's for either he will hate the one and love the other. And that's the main point. Some people who are in church who they know God, they know Jesus, but sometimes they have a situation, they have bad moments, like a financial moments, and they start asking or start saying, oh, why God doesn't provide what I need, what God doesn't provide everything I want. And they start saying you know what, I want to start looking for an extra job because I deserve a better life. I deserve buy really good clothes. I deserve this and that. And that's something in this moment, a lot of churches are preaching about, financial. They're preaching about you as you a kid of God, as your son of God, you deserve have a better life. You deserve have this and that. But the Bible is saying be careful. Be careful about it, because in one point, he said, you will be loyal to one and desperate the other. And that's the thing, when you focus only on riches, you feel, you focus only on main material, main money, financial, buying this, buying that, and you get away from the communion with God. Then you start getting away from God, you start getting close to the money. Money became the more important thing, because you don't have a $10,000, $15,000 in the account, then you are not happy. You don't buy the best phone at the moment. You don't buy the best car at the moment. You buy the best house. You don't have the best things in your house. Then you don't feel happy. And that's a problem. That means you are getting close to love more the riches than love God. And that's something we need to watch all the time. Because we always said this. You said you know what? I want to buy a new house. Or I want to buy a new TV. I want to change my TV or my living room. I was looking for the second job. I will start looking for the part-time. And after I got the part-time, I'm going to earn some money. And they want to buy my TV. And after I buy my TV, I'm going to quit. And that happens. And they get a second job. They start making money. And 2 months, 1 month, a couple of weeks, whatever. And they buy the TV. But they buy the TV saying, you know what? I want to change all the sofas for my living room. I want to continue working. After I buy the new set of sofas, then I'm going to quit the job. And they get the sofa, they get everything. They say, you know what? My car is getting old. I think I should buy a better car. You know what? I'm going to find an extra job. I want to ask for a few more hours, to be able to buy the new car. And then when you feel it, you are focused in making things, making financials, and you go away from God. And then after that, when the situation starts getting bad, when you start looking having some issues with your family, you start fighting in the family, your wife, your kids start getting sick too often, and all the money you're making, you gotta spend it on doctors, you gotta spend it, medicines, and you start looking what happened? Why God doesn't take care of me? Why God have been getting away from me? Why? And I start asking God why he's doing it. But we didn't saw at the beginning how we were getting away from God. And at one point, we were more loyal to money than we were loyal to God. And that's something we need to be watching out. Because, we are son of God. We are the kids. We are, part of the kingdom. What God, support us. God, give us everything we need. But that's the problem when you think you deserve more than what you think. And when you deserve more than what you have, because you want to be a better, you don't want to be less than anybody. You want to have a really good things because you deserve it. But gotta be careful. Be careful about that. You can work hard. Yeah, to make money, to buy the things you wanted, to have a better life, to earn money to anybody. But be careful. Your main point, your main focus have been riches. Because the Bible gives some samples about some people that God asked them to sell everything they have and give it to the poor people. And some people said, no. didn't say any words. The Bible says it was a young man, a rich man in the Bible. And the guy came to Jesus asking, like, I said, what I got to do to be safe? I do everything. I take care of my stuff. I follow the commandments. I follow everything. What I need to do? And Jesus told the guy, sell everything you have. And give it to the rich. And the Bible said the young rich man used to get away. Sad. Because he was loving more the riches than be able to be part of the kingdom. He was loving more riches than love God. And that's very sad. That's very sad because the main point, you know, our focus gotta be getting love from God every time, every moment, getting close to God all the time. Yeah, we need to work. We gotta bring like a food to the family. We gotta pay bills, pay rent. Yeah, we gotta do it. But try to work to be able to pay what you need. Because sometimes we ask and think what we don't really need. And that's the problem with, you know, with the people in this time. They're trying to buy a lot of things because they want it, not because they need it. And one thing is what you need, and something else what you want. Everybody wants a lot of things. But to get all those things you want, sometimes you gotta select like a God or the money. God can give you money. Yeah, he can give you everything if you need it. He support you, everything you need. But be careful. Be careful of where is your priority. You gotta be careful what's priority for you right now. If making a lot of money to get a lifestyle you want, or say to God, you know what, God, isolate you. I want to be following you. I want to be serving you. I want to get close to you. I want to be at church, like looking for your presence all the time. And I know you want to take care of my needs, because the Bible said you will take care of everything I need. You got to look forward for the kingdom and justice. So I hope this message has been blessed to you. And that was the case. I ask you to share this video, and see you tomorrow with a new live streaming. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about Peter's mother-in-law, healing. So God bless you, and have a wonderful day, and see you tomorrow. Bye.